Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. I am Deanna Spingola, and my guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com, and many of you realize that RBN is conducting a drive to raise money, and at this point in time, I would like to just mention that RBN has some of the best people employed. The board operators that produce the programs, that take care of all the details of each and every program, are some of the most efficient people, and I really appreciate them. So I hope everyone else does too, and I hope that you appreciate RBN and the news and the information that they bring to you each and every day. All righty. Something that you said is very important. Well, everything you've said is very important, but what you said about Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran, basically you can apply that same thing to Hitler. The same mentality applies to the claims that the Zionists, many people say, oh, the Zionists supported and funded Hitler, they're behind him, and they say it to discourage people from believing that there's any hope at all against this evil establishment. And if you discredit people who have tried to fight against the bankers, the international bankers, the money power, the Jews, and what they are doing in each and every country, when you say that the Jews are behind those people, then people lose hope. And I think you can, you know, what you said, we can apply to Germany and to Hitler.
I would agree with you, sister. I would agree wholeheartedly. And we are not able to say those kinds of things in this country. And we're not able to say those kinds of things within the Solidarity Movement either, because of the fact that Yuri Avneri is just one example. There is a growing trend of infiltration in the Solidarity Movement where anybody who takes this to another level, where it's not just a matter of saying, Palestine, free Palestine, we hope the Zionist occupation comes to an end. Anybody who takes it to the level of saying, let's say, 9/11 was done by Mossad, 7/7 and 26/11 were done by Mossad, if they focus on the USS Liberty, if they focus on Mossad's assassination of John F. Kennedy, if they focus on the disproportionate Jewish involvement in the Bolshevik Revolution and the Jewish money that brought that campaign of mass murder to fruition, if you speak of the Jews behind the Young Turks, any of these hidden historical truths that you bring up while being a member of the Palestine Solidarity Movement, you immediately are smeared as an anti-Semite. Immediately. And the lie that Jewish bankers brought Hitler to power is absolutely nonsensical. Everything that Hitler stood for was against these people. Everything. And on top of that, there's a famous speech that anybody listening can go find on YouTube right now, where Adolf Hitler gave a speech showing solidarity with Palestine, showing support for Palestine, and showing his sympathy with the Arabs because he knew what the Zionists were planning for that country, because he was fighting the very same people in his own country. And when you apply it to modern day with Hezbollah, and specifically what Yuri Avneri wrote in his deplorable hit piece on Islamic resistance, he says that Israel created Hezbollah to outflank another group in Lebanon called Amal, when the historical record shows that Amal did the dirty work for the Zionist entity during the ungodly Lebanese civil war, which claimed more than 100,000 lives.
Oh, terrible, terrible. All righty, we will be right back in 3 minutes, and we've got callers lined up already. So stay tuned, be right back.
Shh. sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back. Our guest is Jonathan Azaziah, and we were talking a bit about the Truth Movement, and you know, there are many people in the Truth Movement who spew this garbage about Hitler, and we need to understand that the media and the government's indoctrination system have done a marvelous job on brainwashing the population. Yet we have people in the Truth Movement who will not believe the government's version of 9/11 or the government's version of the moon landing and a number of other issues, yet they believe what the government disseminates about Germany and World War II, and now they're doing the same thing regarding Iran. So it's just, you know, you just have to step away from that brainwashing propaganda and read and study and learn about these things yourself and not perpetuate these same lies. Do you agree?
So I of course would agree, and I would also say that anyone who is attempting to smear the resistance movements of the region, and any person who has Zionist tendencies or Zionist beliefs, or even deeper than that, beliefs in the supremacy of Jews over the rest of humanity, and anyone who would co-sign the official government version on 9/11, the Kennedy assassination, or the Holocaust is not a friend of Palestine. They're not a friend of the oppressed people, and they're most certainly not a friend to truth. And it is not fair. It is not fair to the people who we are fighting for, which which in the times of Europe would have been the German people. Because it really makes me sick to my stomach, sister, that we are bombarded over and over and over and over again with Jewish Holocaust propaganda, and we never hear about what was done to the German people. Over a million Germans were starved to death in Eisenhower's death camps after the war that he set up at the behest of international Jewry. We never hear about it. We never hear about the 100,000 people murdered in a firebombing in Dresden at the hands of the Allies, or the firebombing of Berlin, or the firebombing of Frankfurt. We never hear about these things.
Exactly.
And yet we always hear about how Germany dehumanized the Jewish people, when in reality, in a typical example of Jewish projection, it was international Jewry that demonized and dehumanized the German people. And we all know about the famous book from Theodor Kaufmann, in which this racist, rabid Zionist Jew was calling for the extermination of Germany, a final solution for Germany. But yet, because of the way that the Zionist media works and the way that Zionist subversives work in the ranks of our own movement, there are people that actually believe that Hitler created a final solution for Jews, when there is simply no historical evidence, any evidence anywhere, physical, circumstantial, or otherwise, to suggest such a thing.
Exactly.
So our allegiance, first and foremost, is to the truth, and secondly, it is to the oppressed people. If we were around, you, myself, Brother Mark Glenn, Mark Dankoff, Michael Collins Piper, Sayed Zayd Hamid, and all of these various figures, if we were around then, we would be fighting for the German people. And we would
Absolutely.
Be fighting, and we would be fighting for the Armenian people and the Palestinian people. But now, at this point in time, we are fighting for not only Muslims across the globe, who are the primary target of the Zionist war on terror, now the Zionist humanitarian intervention narrative, but we are fighting against any person, we are fighting for any person on this planet that has the courage to speak against Jewish supremacism and international Zionism as the two dominant forces that are destroying our world today. Anybody who attempts to minimalize, subvert, or silence discussion on these two topics is an enemy. Period. Point blank. End of story.
All righty. Well, let's take a call. that was wonderful. Thank you. Let's take Rick in Wisconsin. Rick, welcome to the program. Thank you for being patient.
Okay, great. I have four quick bullet points. The fourth one will be a comment on Avery. First of all, I thank Jonathan Isaiah for speaking about him. He needs to be called out and spit out. I'm so glad that he's calling him out, and he needs to be talked about a lot more. I'm going to read his article, and no doubt I'm going to post it on my blog. So the four points. Which are in support of, you covered everything fabulously. Number one, a Judeo-Christian is an anti-Christ Christian. Number two, a Zionist is an inhumane human. And three, you discussed how the Zionists destroy the Solidarity Movement, humanitarian Solidarity Movement. They did the same with the anti-war movement, and I was personally involved with that. They destroyed that because you could not mention the reasons for the war, which is Zionism, Israel. You know, that's politically, you can't be politically incorrect in doing that. So they just totally destroyed the anti-war movement in this country because of their involvement in it. And then on Yuri Avery, he's considered, a saint, and I'm glad Jonathan just brought up the term humanitarian. he's considered a saint in the movement. I want to introduce my comment to Uri Avni with this. Zionists should revolt decent people. And that is the case with Uri Avni. He should revolt decent people. The last article I read by him, and, Jonathan described his writings very well in calling them dribblings. The last article I read by him was a few years ago, when he wrote a letter to a fellow Zionist who got fed up with the Zionist movement, he abandoned it because it's unjust and it stinks, and because of what they're, because it's so ugly, it's so obvious. And in his letter, Uri Avni was pining for the good old days, you know, when it wasn't so overtly ugly that it is now. And when he was doing that, he was really pining for the, I just have it written down here, he was pining for the good old days when we hadn't yet killed enough Palestinians that it registered in our consciousness and we could pretend to be humane.
I know, Brother Rick, exactly the article that you're speaking of.
Yeah.
And that one is particularly deplorable. And this
doesn't it make you want to throw up?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is something that does exist in the Solidarity Movement. When people speak of the Zionist regime and Zionism before 1967, as if what happened in 1948 was not equally as insane, inhuman, genocidal and murderous, if not more so than what took place during 1967.
Right.
The only
difference is it hadn't registered in people's consciousness yet, because there hasn't been a feedback on it yet, you know?
Exactly.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read your article. You need to talk about this guy more. He needs to be exposed more. Fabulous show.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All righty. Let's take, who have we got here? We've got Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna, and your guest. And awesome information. The churches here in America, they don't know that they've been bamboozled. The real Israelites, the real Hebrews, are not even supposed to come together until Yeshua comes back, and when he comes to judge the these monsters. And the Rothschilds are the ones that caused them to have the state of Israel that we have today. And you know, he's considered the father of Zionism. He's the head honcho, and they're the ones that implemented the protocols of the elders, you know, the Zion. And Rick Adams and Scott Smith have been going over the protocols every Friday, and I think they're up to number 9 now. Starting tonight, and people need to know really what's going on. And see, in the last program before yours, Maggie had Frosty Woolridge, and he's saying, about all this overcrowding and all this stuff. Well, what's the problem? The problem is these people that you're talking about, these Zionists, these elitists, these bankers.
Right,
but
who gets the blame? Who gets the blame for this? The illegals or the Zionists?
Exactly. What we need to do is we need to rot these people. We need to rout them out of our country. We need to take care of our country first. And, you know, the government that we have today, if we keep having the former government we have today, we'll never get anywhere. We'll keep being where we're at right now. We need to go back to the original Constitution, and it started back in the Civil War. You know, and then I send you that email, you know, from that show, and they were talking about Hitler and stuff. And then on another show, they had, what's his name, Mullins, talk about Hitler and how that the Nazis formed together with the Zionists, the Nazi party.
I don't necessarily give Mullins a lot of credibility. I know that
No, I'm just saying it's all lies. It's all lies.
Yeah, I know that makes me not
really
popular, but anyway, thanks, Barry. Barry, are you there?
Yeah, just waiting to hear his comments.
Oh, yes. All righty, we are getting ready to go to a break. I really appreciate your call and your comments, Barry. Thank you so much for all of the support that you give to RBN and to this program. So we will be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
The Self-Reliance Expo is coming to the Mesquite Convention Center February 10th and 11th. The keynote presenter is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger and Editor-in-Chief of NaturalNews.com. Come and hear what more than 3.2 million people read about from Mike Adams every month. Mike will be speaking on survival nutrition, how to choose foods and supplements that will keep you alive and healthy. Hourly education workshops and presentations will be taking place each day at the Self-Reliance Expo. Classes include cooking essentials by Sun Ovens, personal protection, home defense, canine demonstrations, homeschooling, learn to suture by Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and how to build underground structures. This is one expo that is a must for all ages. There will be prize giveaways and drawings, exhibitor awards, and much more. For more information, go to selfrelianceexpo.com. Like us on Facebook and save $2 when buying your tickets online. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets valid for both days, so bring the whole family. selfrelianceexpo.com.
Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. And you know, we were talking about the Holocaust. You brought up the Holocaust. And according to Jewish prophecy, which is their religion, if you could call it that, according to prophecy, there had to be at least 6 million, this magical number, 6 million Jews, a symbolical figure, that needed to go missing. So it's a part of their religion. And yet the U.S. government officials donated land and millions of dollars to create the United States Holocaust Museum, which has several branches in big cities. Now, this dogma, this religion, this Holocaustianity, which is a religion, is taught in the public schools. And so basically, your children, our children, are being taught Jewish religious belief, which is the Holocaust. And how is this so awful? Is because legally we're not supposed to be doing that. According to the Supreme Court, we're not supposed to be establishing a religion in the school, and yet it is taught in all the grade schools. You know, the U.S. government has funded, and the taxpayers have funded, the museums. Well, if this isn't teaching religion and promoting a specific religion, because the Holocaust is tied to their prophecy and to their symbolic, you know, religion, If this is not teaching religion and preferring a religion, one above all other religions, I don't know what it is.
You know, sister, this is another critical point, and I'm so very happy that you brought it up, because in the second part of my assault and deconstruction of Yuri Avneri, it's called The Case of Yuri Avneri Part 2, Hasbara, Supremacism, and the Future of Solidarity, I make the connection between the subversion of the Solidarity movement and the Holocaust, because there is an undeniable link. And there is also an undeniable link between the Holocaust and every act of aggression that the Zionist lobby has blackmailed the American government into carrying out for Israel over the last 20 to 30 years or so, beginning with American support for right-wing militias in the Lebanese Civil War. The reason why that these neoconservatives, and neoconservatism, of course, is Jewish. This is admitted by Jewish and Israeli newspapers, that neoconservatism is a creation of Jewish thinking. So the reason why these neocons so vehemently and wholeheartedly believe in the concept of regime change is because of the Holocaust. This has been admitted by Richard Perle, who is commonly referred to as the Prince of Darkness, and who was caught spying for the Zionist regime by the FBI in the 1970s. So when you see bombs falling on my father's homeland of Iraq, when you look at babies born with two heads in Fallujah and Basra, the reason why that is happening is because of the Holocaust. When you see bombs falling on Afghanistan and babies being born deformed because of white phosphorus and depleted uranium, it's because of the Holocaust. Look at what just happened in Libya. 100,000 men, women, and children, that's the lowest estimate, were murdered by NATO in the course of a year. It's been blotted out. And it was, and who was Qaddafi, Allah yarhamu, may his soul rest in peace, who was Qaddafi compared to? Hitler. He was perpetrating another Holocaust on his people. So because of this, because of Jewish insecurity and this Jewish, and because of the Jewish superiority complex and the narrative, this idolatrous construct of perennial Jewish victimhood that has been forced upon all people, including the Solidarity movement, people are afraid to criticize Jews in the Solidarity movement that have Zionist sympathies, and meaning they really don't belong there. Because of the Holocaust, they fear advocating the idea of expelling every Israeli from occupied Palestine, and they have this fear of criticizing Jews on any level. And this is just completely and totally insane. There are only two possible explanations in regards to the Jewish question, and only two. Either every Gentile on this earth is born with a Jew-hating gene, and it is genetic to hate a specific group of people, or because of the behavior that is taught to the Jewish community by their satanic, racist, supremacist, chauvinist, and exclusivist religion, they behave a certain way, and then their host communities react negatively, obviously, to the way they behave. So the only way that we are going to get around this problem, which culminated with the Holocaust, according to the Zionists, because they, of course, are the ones who trademarked and who have disseminated this false narrative, is for us to get to the root of the problem, which is the supremacism of the Jewish religion. In all reality, sister, and to all brothers and sisters who are listening, for a person to join a cause and put their tribe, their tribal allegiances before that cause, it is a recipe for disaster. And we, in this day, I guess we're going to have to go to a break.
Yes, my friend, it's time for a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Alrighty, welcome back. Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. And the director of governmental relations in Canada for the B'nai B'rith Lodge back in 1991 said, and I quote, "The Holocaust dogma of Judaism is the keystone of the arch of the New World Order, the fundamental principle of the New Age religion," unquote.
Wow, I've never heard that quote before. That is unbelievable.
Yes, that is what he said.
I want to take this to the head. I want to repeat something live on your program that I wrote in the second part of my Case of Yuri Avneri series, but I want to say it here so it's engraved into people's psyches, because one thing that we commonly hear is that, well, it's not all the Jews, right? When we use the term Jews or Judaism or Jewry, we are always expected to put after that or before that that it's not all the Jews. And obvious this is the case. It doesn't mean that every single Jew on the face of the planet is an evil bloodsucker. But we are talking about the overwhelming majority of these people tend to believe in what the mainstream says. And the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the historical record. Even though there were 250,000 Jews who served within Hitler's army, Was there a collective Jewish response that stood with the Reich against the aggression of international Jewry and of the Allied powers? No. Even though here and there you do have legitimate Jewish opposition to Zionism and maybe even to Jewish supremacism, was there a collective Jewish response to the creation of the usurping Zionist entity in Palestine in 1947? No, there wasn't. Was there a collective Jewish response against the invasion of Iraq during the Gulf War and the second invasion of Iraq on March 20th, 2003 on the Jewish holiday of Purim that was done in the name of Israeli security? No, there was not. And here we are, 64 years after the Zionist entity was created, millions of Muslims and Christians and Arabs have been murdered as a result of this bastardized entity being created in our lands. And still to this day, there is not any kind of collective Jewish response to the Zionist problem and the Jewish problem for that matter. And
you're right. You're absolutely right.
And the reason is, all you need to do, again, brothers and sisters, is look at the historical record. Did you know, according to an Israeli poll, that 90% of American Jewry supports the idea of Israel being a Jewish state? Did you know, brothers and sisters, that 95% of British Jewry supports the idea of the Zionist regime being the homeland of the Jewish people? Did you know that 95% of Israeli society supported the insane genocidal bombing of Gaza, the Gaza Strip, 3 years ago during Operation Cast Lead? In three quarters of this same supremacist Sikh society want to see the same thing done for Iran. The fact remains is that there is no collective Jewish opposition to Zionism or to Jewish supremacism. Every bit of it is whitewashed. Whether it's closet Zionists, crypto-Zionists like Yuri Avneri, or whether it is the Jewish Voice for Peace, which masquerades as a peace organization even though it supports the existence of Israel, or whether it is people who support a quote-unquote one state in Palestine, but they want to see all of the Israeli invaders, colonists, rapists, racists, and terrorists remain on the land living side by side with the people who they dispossessed. This needs to be eliminated if we want to see any kind of a victory, any kind of triumph for our people in this time. And the only way to do it, the only way to do it, is to challenge Jewish supremacism and Zionism at the root head on. And I'm going to tell you a story, brothers and sisters, and inshallah khair, I will continue if we have to go to a break. My mom, as many of you know, I am the product of an Iraqi Muslim father from Kufa and a Russian Moroccan Jewish mother. My mother was raised in a militant Zionist household. And despite the fact that my mom was anti-war, like a lot of quote-unquote left-wing Jews, my mom, she had blinders on when it came to Israel. And when I moved in with my mother when I was 16, after living with my father for the majority of my life, my mother and I did not get along for the life of me. In fact, I wholeheartedly believed at one point that my mom hated me and I hated her. We just could not get along because of this issue. And during the 2006 war, the Zionist entity's ravaging of Lebanon, there was a horrific incident called the Marwahin Massacre, in which the Zionist entity dropped a beehive, which is a bomb that it buries into the earth, it spins like a beehive, and then razor blades, shrapnel, and nails shoot everywhere, cutting anything in its path in half. The Zionist regime bombed Marwahin, and there was some brave soul that got it all on camera. And I showed this video to my mother in which there were bodies of mutilated children from Zionist weapons all over the village. And my mother began to cry. She began to cry uncontrollably. And from this point, my mom has been vehemently opposed to the Zionist entity its entire existence, she supports the idea of every single last Israeli leaving the land of Palestine and all Palestinians, all 8 million refugees returning home. And my mom is also directly against any kinds of chosenness or Jewish supremacism. But the only reason why I was able to free my mom from the Jewish prison that was forced upon her from her birth is because I confronted it directly. And that is the problem with the solidarity movement, is instead of confronting this problem to free these people, our brothers and sisters in humanity, to free these people from their prison, instead of confronting it, they want to kowtow to Jewish sensitivity, which has become another religion in and of itself. It's like you have a two-headed religion, Holocaustianity and Jewish sensitivity. We have to worship Jewish sensitivity. We cannot offend it. So I guess my point is that we need to start having a spine. We need to start having some gall, and we need to have some courage, because we can overwhelm these people if we unite together and if we do not have the fear that they want us to have. They are scared to death of a anti-Zionist, anti-Jewish collective, and we can start building it right now if we stop kowtowing to their sensitivity.
Wow. Well, you know, I think that that it must have been very, very difficult for your mother, and I understand that most Jews are very, they stick together. That is the way they've been brought up. They have special schools, special unity that ordinary people do not have. They also are very, very very strict against those people who leave that mentality. If you leave and if you speak out, you don't have just your family going against you. You have a whole tribe going against you. So I applaud your mother for watching this video. And I can only imagine how she must have felt and your description of it. And certainly, we do not see on the mainstream media the bodies of the children in Palestine.
That's
we
right.
do not see all of these babies who have been so deformed by the enriched uranium. I understand that now they are using enriched uranium, according to one of our listeners. It's no longer just depleted uranium, but it's also enriched uranium, that they are using these horrific weapons in the Middle East. And I've had on my program before Dr. Meraki, who wrote a book. It's got a lot of pictures in it that will just, it just breaks your heart. When you see these children, these deformed children, as a result of what the Zionists are doing in that country with U.S. military help. And, people don't want to know about this. I tried to put this book into my local library, and they wouldn't accept it because it was too graphic. And, of course, they're not going to show these pictures on TV because the Jews run the media. But if Americans knew what their officials, what their military was doing in the Middle East, they would absolutely... Well, hopefully they would want to stop it. But too many people simply don't know. And it's not right that they don't know. You know, if the RBN listeners know and all the other people that I associate with know, why don't more people know? It's because they're busy, they're distracted, they're naive. People aren't reading enough. They're not educating themselves enough. And we need to do this because, darn it, this is not Christianity. This is not the kind of Christianity that I believe. And I don't believe in harming other people. This is just darn wrong.
Absolutely, sister. And I feel that because of the fact that the Zionist media has become so efficient in dehumanizing us, meaning Muslims and Arabs, that even if you were to show the majority of the American people some of the pictures that you're talking about, it wouldn't even affect them. They would maybe laugh at it, or clap about it, or cheer about it. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I grew up mostly around African-American brothers and sisters, Latinos, and a small group of Arabs who lived in the projects that I grew up in. And because of the dehumanization of Arabs, a very tragic incident occurred to a friend of mine 3 days after 9/11. His name was Muhammad Aziz, Allah yarhamu. He was 16 and a brilliant, brilliant computer programmer. And because of all of the things that they had, that the Zionist media, with all of their Jewish propaganda scattered throughout whatever channel you want to turn on, all of the horrible things that they said about Arabs and Muslims, when my friend was walking home from school on September 14th, 2001, four kids, all of them white European, they beat my friend to death, and they beat him to the point that his parents didn't even recognize his face. The only reason why they knew it was him was because of a birthmark on his left shoulder. So it's not only what is being done to our brothers and sisters overseas, it is what they are planning for right now, right here. You see, the Zionists, because of what they had done in World War II, they already set up a concentration camp system for the Japanese. And when you look at what's going on in the Congress right now with AIPAC-backed Peter King, and all of these horrible things that are coming out about Muslims, and in Jewish-run Hollywood, the way that Arabs are stereotyped and dehumanized, the hatred for Muslims and Arabs has grown to almost uncontrollable proportions. And the anti-Arab, anti-Islamic incidents that you see happening all over this country, they're only going to increase tenfold if we continue down this path. We should not be subservient to Jewish sensitivity when we are speaking about massacred children in Iraq, in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Libya, in Afghanistan, in Somalia. Why should we give a damn about their sensitivities when these things are happening? We should.
Exactly. And you also have to consider what they did in Russia. It isn't just the recent stuff. It's been going on for over 100 years. And you're right. You're absolutely right. People don't... Well, I showed this book to one of my friends. And she said, well, a lot of people are born with disfigurement. Yeah. And I said, yes, but this was done by the U.S. military. There is a big, huge difference.
You have to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. She's not my friend anymore.
Wow. That's stunning.
Isn't that ignorant?
I really don't even know what to say about that. I really don't. That really blows my mind.
Yes, it did mine too. I couldn't believe that this was coming from a friend. And, it just changed my whole attitude about her and other people who believe that. And there are a lot of people in the truth movement who actually believe that the Muslims are trying to impose Sharia law, when in fact we already have the Noahide laws already imposed in this country, and yet they believe that the Arabs are trying to impose Sharia law. Are they nuts or what?
Well, I don't think that they're nuts, sister. I just think that they're completely and totally brainwashed because of, again, let's bring it full circle, because of people like Yuri Avneri, who have been granted status within our movement for Zionist lies and Jewish propaganda to flow down into the ranks, and they think, oh, well, it's coming from an Israeli, so it must be true. Why would he admit that if it wasn't true?
Sure.
And this attack on Islam, like the attack on Christianity before it, and that is simultaneously going on along with it, are a major part of the plan. Because if you look, sister, the only places of legitimate resistance, the only groups, excuse me, of legitimate resistance throughout the world are Islamic. They're not leftist, excluding the government of Hugo Chavez and Evo Morales in Bolivia. They are not secular movements. They are Islamic, because Islamic, because of the things that are embedded in it, like respect for women, like the exaltation of the woman in Islam. There's a famous saying where we say that Jannah, heaven, lies at your mother's feet. I guess we're going to have to go to a break. I'll continue when we're back.
All right. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products, along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our guest today is Jonathan Azaziah. His website is maskofzion.com. We've talked about a lot of really important things today, and I hope that the listeners are really listening, and I hope that they share this program with others and share some of the points that we've made with other people, because, you know, we do hear a lot, even in the truth movement, about how terrible the Muslims are. And I, you know, whenever I see footage from supposedly from France or from other places. I always figured that the CIA is stirring up a lot of trouble in other places so that they can blame the Muslims for the trouble. Because that's what the CIA has always done.
I would tend to agree with you, sister. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that it was you who made a very simple, straight to the point, but very hard-hitting and beautiful video. I think it was called It's Not the Muslims, where you...
Oh, I didn't make that video, but it was made from an article that I did, and somebody just took the big paragraph regarding the Muslims and made a video of it. Yes, but those are my words.
They're your words. And mashallah, they were so beautiful and so truthful and so hard-hitting, because it doesn't matter what aspect of the problems that are facing our world today that you look at, you always find the same group of people. And there is no one in this group that adheres to Islam, not one. The banking problem is a Jewish problem. The foreign policy problem is a Jewish problem. The problem with the food and with the water are because of Jewish-run corporations or corporations subservient to Jewish banking interests. The plundering of Africa is another Jewish problem. The attack on religion, specifically the Christian character of this United States of America, is a Jewish problem. So when we hear people within the truth movement assaulting Muslims and assaulting Islam, it's very difficult for me, sister, to believe that they are indeed legitimate members of the truth movement. But if they are, then I know it's because Zionist propaganda has seeped through the cracks into their psyche and brainwashed them. And that's why pieces like I just completed on MaskOfZion.com about Yuri Avneri and the overall state of the Palestine Solidarity Movement. The reason why these kinds of pieces are important is because the cause for justice, the cause for liberation, not just of Palestine, of Iraq, of Afghanistan, Libya, and occupied Kashmir, it's not just these places, but it's the liberation of all humanity, because all of humanity is under the Jewish tyranny of international banking. And for us to liberate ourselves from this horrific, horrific problem, we need to speak truth. We must speak truth, and we must speak it fearlessly.
And that is what you do, and do it fearlessly. I so admire you. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Oh, thank you, sister, so very much for having me on. Peace and blessings to all the brothers and sisters listening, and I pray that, inshallah, God willing, you will hear from me again.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Salam,
bye-bye.
Sister.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners.